Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is Real Relationship Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee. Real Talk is a podcast that covers everything that will help you to improve yourself and the lives of others. And just sometimes we might discuss the tea in the streets. Now, I want to introduce Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk. I am Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
And happy Saturday, everyone. And last week, we celebrated one of my favorite holidays, and that's Thanksgiving. And I hope that you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving, spending great time with your family and friends. As I always say, just making those memories that will last a lifetime.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I know for myself, I really enjoyed Thanksgiving because this was my first time actually making a main dish for our friends and family. And guess what? This year, I was able to make a honey glazed pineapple ham. Yes, y'all, I did say it. Honey glazed pineapple ham. Honey baked didn't have nothing on my ham. I mean, I had the pineapples, I had the little fancy cherries, and I had that brown glaze. And it it was beautiful.
Ooh, it was so good.
I mean, it looked beautiful. The presentation had it going on. And I know for myself, my sister approved of it, and my nephews, and they loved ham. But then on top of that, my wife gave me the thumbs up. So I felt really proud after that.
Yes, yes, yes. That ham was so, so good. And it was so great to be with family. Such a joyous occasion for us to really be able to be together and to hang out. So I really enjoyed the time together for Thanksgiving.
So Fee, the Busy Bee, I know that it was a Thanksgiving on Thursday, but what is the word on the streets? Is anything going on out there?
Well, let me tell you, Dr. B. Pope, there's a lot going on. People ate too much turkey, and they're tired, and they're napping, okay? Everybody's in turkey coma. But anyway, no, what's going on this Sunday is people keep it locked. Soul Train Awards will be coming on. That's going to be super exciting. And I think the thing I like about this year with the Soul Train Awards is that we have a host that, boy, I've been knowing that this has been in the making for some time. I mean, we're going to have Keke Palmer as a host of the Soul Train Awards.
Talking about Akilah and the Bee Palmer?
Yes. This is going to be super, super exciting for Keke to be able to be hosting the show. She's also going to have five essential tracks that she's going to be doing of songs that she sung herself. And you know, with Keke, I mean, she's so well-rounded. It's like Emmy-nominated actress, singer, and a duo of all things. That is Keke Palmer,
she
you know?
She is
incredible. Just an amazing, amazing young lady. And it says the Hollywood veteran is leading the hugest house party in celebration of R&B and soul music for the evening. And you won't want to miss it. Mm. I mean, Miss Palmer, she's no stranger to this genre of music either. You know, right. She's been having so many different releases of sultry records for a decade long in her music career. So I'm just looking forward to hearing these five essential tracks that she's going to be, singing or probably performing. While she's doing the Soul Train Award, while she's hosting, I should say. And the cool thing about it is, too, is so many other great things that are going on. And a part of that great thing that's going on is Kirk Franklin, an incredible journey that parallels his musical genius spending 3 decades.
3 decades.
Yeah, so Kurt is up for a Soul Train Award. Also, it's going to be Shirley Caesar, Corn Harthon, Erica Campbell, and the Maverick City Music.
Wow.
So that's our gospel selection there. So that's going to be really great. I mean, Kurt's album this time, he didn't have anyone writing with him. He was the only one writing all of his music. So I'm looking forward to seeing that that's going to have some great outcome.
That's amazing, because I remember Kirk Franklin many moons ago when he had that song Silver and Gold. And then he brought out Stumped, I mean, he changed the game, in my opinion, for gospel music.
Oh, really? I mean, it was just, he made listening to gospel music fun again, so. Speaking about fun, the Spirit of a Soul Award for Janelle Monáe. Yes, she's up for the Spirit of Soul Award at the Soul Train Awards. Janelle Monáe is without question one of the most celebrated artists of the Martin era. A 10-time Grammy, an award-nominated singer, songwriter, producer, performer, and fashion icon. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember. I remember, like, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, she came out in that black and white and just dancing all over the stage. You know, she was acting like, what's his name? Help me out, baby. Just watched a movie last night.
James Brown?
Yeah, she was acting like James Brown. She was out there just tearing it up. And I thought then, man, this girl is very unique. It's something different about her. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so glad that she's going to be up for the Spirit of Soul Award. And also the award for the night, the Legends Award.
Wow.
This is our boy, T-Pain. I mean, come on, man. I mean, T-Pain, early this year, he's got a Grammy. He won a Grammy with the international music. He released an album on top of the covers via Nappy Boy Entertainment. And I mean, he has just been doing his thing. I mean, I think about since 2005 when he first came out with his first album. I mean, he was just doing some different stuff. Let's just say that. Like, T-Pain has always been a little bit different, right?
He brought back that auto-tune.
He brought the auto tune. He didn't bring it back. I guess people have used it.
Because Roger used it.
Okay, yeah, because nothing's new up on the sun. Right. That's correct. So Roger did do it. So, yeah, so he brought it back. And did he bring it back? I mean, this guy, Tallahassee Native, has sold over 50 million singles, generated 10 number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100, racked up billions of streams, and performed all across the globe. I mean, he is just amazing. You know, I love T-Pain. I love his way of how he writes things. And he's wrote for so many people as well, too. So for him to get the Legend Award, I mean, let's give him his flowers and his hand clap. Like, come on, T-Pain. Representing the ATL. So I'm super, super excited about that.
I love that song. That's T-Pain. And Feed the Busy Bee, that was a lot of information about what's going on at the Soul Train Awards. And then with T-Pain, I mean, winning the Legendary Award.
Isn't that awesome?
On top of that, didn't he win the Masked Singer first year?
The first year, first time it was on, he won. So
wow,
that's just really
so
cool.
That is a talented brother, I mean, with all kinds of skills. Well, today the title of our show is going to be Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. So this is a very interesting topic that we're going to cover this morning. A few days ago, we received an email from a listener named Tanya D. And she just wanted some advice about a dating relationship. And I'm going to read the email. It says, I hope that you two are well. I am really liking the show. I listen to it each and every Saturday. You two work well together. The camaraderie seems seamless. I have a situation. I am 30 years old, and I am seriously thinking about dating a guy who was a few years younger than my father. He treats me kindly, and I love spending time with him. He just turned 50, and my dad is 54. What are your thoughts? Do you have any advice for me? Tanya D.
Tanya D. Wow.
We're going to get into it after the break, because as soon as we read this email, we said this is going to be the topic of our next show or our next couple of shows.
Right.
So after the break, we're going to get into it. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Hello, this is Feed the Busy Bee, and I'm here with Better Care for You. We treat your family like our own, and we live to care. Why call us? We take our mission to provide exceptional non-medical home care in familiar surroundings seriously. The services we provide are companion, sitter, personal care, and also we work with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Please give us a call, 678-900-8397. Or check us out on the web at bettercare4you.com.
Did you know most couples spend more time planning their wedding and honeymoon than how they will live their lives together? It's no wonder so many fail, but yours doesn't have to. Dr. B. Pope is an author and relationship building coach, and he is uniquely gifted to help you have a happy, healthy marriage. Whether you're planning a marriage, enjoying a marriage, or trying to get out of a marriage, Dr. Pope is waiting to counsel you. Go to drbpope.com. That's D-R, the letter B, P-O-P-E.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Real Talk. I'm Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
Now, that's a song by Aaliyah, which was very controversial in the 90s. I remember when this song first came out, she said that age ain't nothing but a number. Now, a lot of people believe that age is nothing but a number, just some digits. But people can still have a great relationship with someone who's older or who is younger, I mean, than them. So this is a hot topic these days that a lot of people are talking about. I know for myself, this hits personal because my granddad, he always felt that age wasn't nothing but a number. I remember my granddad, bless his soul, he had girlfriends that were about 40 years younger than him. I remember when I moved to Georgia, I believe his girlfriend was 20 years old. And at the time, my granddad was 61 years old. So I've been around this all my life. Age ain't nothing but a number. And a wild thing about with my grandfather, they were compatible. I mean, this young lady actually went out with him. They hung out together and they seemed to enjoy each other. But for me, I was kind of negative towards it because I mean, that I was about 23 years old. This lady was around my age, and yet my grandfather was in almost 60 years old. So, Feed the Busy Bee, what's your perspective on that?
Well, you know, my perspective when I would see your grandfather, I'd be like, ugh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't really move me the right way. Because I thought, wow. Because I think I, first of all, I never seen anything like that. And secondly, I was just, like, weirded out about it, you know? So, you know, and it's not just your grandfather. I think just, you know, men in general, when they date so young, you know, it just, you know, it makes me skeptical about a couple of things.
Wow. But this is something that's in the news a lot. And with men, they're not ashamed of it. I think that when men date someone younger than them, they're actually, they get kudos for it. It's like they still got it going on. I mean, seriously, I know when I was growing up in high school, a lot of the young ladies, they wanted to date older boys.
Why?
No, just think that. When I was in high school, I remember a lot of the ninth grade girls or 10th grade girls, they always dated juniors and seniors. Yeah. And even some of them were even in college. And that was like the thing for girls. So it's almost like when men get older, hey, we go turn the tables on you. I mean, that's kind of what I think. I mean, it's a weird perspective, but it's true.
It's true. I was a freshman dating a senior, so that's true.
Oh, look at you. So age ain't nothing but a number. And I think that a lot of times people, it's looked at as something negative, but a lot of people are doing it now. I was at an event probably about a month ago, and this young man, we were talking, not even about dating younger women, we were just talking about our wives, our significant others, and he told me that he would not date a woman his age. And I think at the time, the young man was 45 years old or 47, and he said his girlfriend was about 12 or 10 years younger than him. And he said when a woman was 45 years old, I mean, he wouldn't even date a woman his age.
But why? What he didn't have interest, or like, what was his reason why he wouldn't
date? Well, his reasons were, and I'm not saying I agree with all of them, but this is what he said. This was his perspective. Mm-hmm. He said, first of all, women his age, he could not show them the world like he could a young girl. All right. So basically his specific example, if I wanted to take my girl to Jamaica right now, she would go to Jamaica, and that would be the first time she ever went.
Oh, so he would have a little wow factor.
Right. Wow.
Like, but opposed to an older lady, right, he'd be like, oh, I've been here before.
I've been here three or four times. And then he said, outside of that, then he'll be asking himself, who did you come with? You know what I mean?
Right.
So his old mind would be rolling as well.
Huh.
So this
sounds like a little insecurity, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
but this is his perspective. And he felt like with a younger woman, they're more loyal. All right.
Why is that?
I mean, because he felt that because she was younger and she respected him more because of his status, that she would be loyal to him because of what he was supplying to her. Like, he was making her life more soft, should I say, more comfortable, because he was already established. And she didn't have to worry about bills. She didn't have to worry about utilities. She didn't even have to worry about her son's schooling or anything, because he was there to provide for her.
Okay, so basically you're saying with the older woman who's mature and has her own money, she would be apt to leave at any time, or like, I don't get it.
Well,
like, oh, okay, or this, or he could do whatever he wanted to. And she would say, as with the older woman, you know, you're not going to play with her. She's going to give you so many times and then she's out. Because she's not dependent on you for those things.
Right. He wanted someone that would be dependent on him. And that was his mindset. And
wow, that's a lot of insecurity.
It's a lot of insecurities, but this is what a lot of people are going through. And I just didn't want you all to just have my opinion about it, but Feed the Busy Bee went out into the streets to see what others thought about dating older or younger and see what they had to say.
Hey, this is Feed the Busy Bee, and I'm trying to get the buzz in the streets. And I'm here with Tiffany, and we're talking about, is age a factor in dating? Because the name of the show is going to be Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. You know, mm-hmm. Aaliyah sung it best for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question here for Tiffany is, does age matter? And if age doesn't matter, does interest help you to stay into the relationship if you guys have the same interests? What do you think, Tiffany?
I guess age would matter only if it's just all about how you view it. You know, if it's an interest there, if it's a liking there, and you guys have similar things that you guys are having coming, then yeah, that would be ideal, you know, to kind of maybe pursue that, just to be open-minded. But if it's not an interest there, and then it's the whole perspective thing is how you're not feeling fun, you feel funny about it, on edge, then I would say that would be a factor too. Just kind of think, no, I don't think that's for me.
Right. So then, question then, Tiffany. So you talked about your son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your son is how old?
He's 29.
29. So then, a great question for you: would you date somebody that's 29 or 30?
No, I probably wouldn't.
So
I don't know. I guess it's funny for me because I'll be thinking about what would my son think? Like, how would he view that? And then I think in terms of, because he's so close to my son's age, he can actually be his peer. And so I think too much about that. So it'll be hard for me to kind of distinguish that he's a man opposed to someone who's around my son age who I can maybe nurture and parent, you know?
Right. Wow, Feed a Busy Bee. That was some great information from Tiffany. Now, as I was looking at other videos, Tiffany made a great point because she said that even if she was attracted to that person, she liked that person, but because of outside forces, it would be hard for her to truly commit. And that's one of the challenges that I've heard a lot when it comes to dating someone older or younger or the outside influences.
Yeah, I think they're really big. You know, I think she talked about her son.
Right.
So that's a big influence. That's not somebody you see. Like a lot of times us, you know, being married, I'm sure a lot of people have told you, you can't get along with the in-laws. You just see them once a month. You smile and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's like when you're with someone and it's your immediate, like your son, and wow, you know they're going to be a big part of your life and they're going to be there all the time. And, you know, maybe he's still in the household, not quite sure. I think that's a different outlook because it's different. It's a different perspective, I think, because, you know, I think what she alluded to is that I don't want to look at him as being my son's peer.
Right.
And then I don't want to try to parent him.
Yeah, nurture him like a kid.
Exactly.
Well, I had one friend when he was talking about outside influences. He said, if I dated someone that was, let's say, 30 years younger and I had to take them around my family and some of my coworkers, he said he would be so worried about what they might think. Now, even though he has a relationship with this person, but he would be worried about what other people thought about the relationship. And I think that's a major challenge that people go through when they date, again, someone younger or older.
Yeah, and I think the whole key to it is, guys, is like you may be sitting here listening to this and say, well, I'm dating someone that's the same age as my child, or, you know, I'm the younger person dating an older person. And you're wondering, like, man, okay, so do I allow outside influences to affect my relationship? Because I picked him and he's mine and we go to family functions and we do this and we do that. But I think the thing about it is you're listening to this and you're doubting yourself on things, then it probably is a big influence of yours. And you're probably that person that's always constantly annoyed by your partner. You ever be around him and you're with the family and he does something, you get annoyed very quickly? You know, or you don't stick up for that person when something happens, when you know that person is not shining, you know, or showing that person a good light. Do you stick up for that person? So those are kind of little signs that you know that you're allowing outside influences to affect your relationship.
Yeah, and I think that could be with dating somebody your
and
age.
And that's what I was about to say. I was going to say just in general.
Great information, Feed the Busy Bee. And after the break, we're going to listen to a couple more of your interviews about age ain't nothing but a number.
The Biz on the Streets.
Hey, if they wanna go nowhere. Keep saying you can do better with somebody else. Hey, saying I'm dangerous, that you can do bad all by yourself. Hey,
everybody got something to say,
and you don't even wanna see why they talk so badly. I actually make you happy.
All that matters is I say.
Did you know most couples spend more time planning their wedding and honeymoon than how they will live their lives together? It's no wonder so many fail, but yours doesn't have to. Dr. B. Pope is an author and relationship building coach, and he is uniquely gifted to help you have a happy, healthy marriage. Whether you're planning a marriage, enjoying a marriage, or trying to get out of a marriage, Dr. Pope is waiting to counsel you. Go to drbpope.com. That's D-R, the letter B, P-O-P-E.com.
Hello, this is Fee the Busy Bee, and I'm here with Better Care for You. We treat your family like our own, and we live to care. Why call us? We take our mission to provide exceptional non-medical home care in familiar surroundings seriously. The services we provide are companion, sitter, personal care, and also we work with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Please give us a call 678-900-8397. Or check us out on the web at bettercare4you.com.
We're back with Real Talk. I'm Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Feed the Busy Bee.
I love that song, Let Them Hate on Us, I Don't Care by Raheem Devon.
That's right. We don't care.
So Feed the Busy Bee, that's a great interview, but you have another interview, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. So let's listen to a different perspective when it comes to dating older and dating younger.
Hey, hey, it's Feed the Busy Bee, and I'm out here trying to get the biz on the streets, and I'm here with Charmaine, and we're here to try to figure out if age is nothing but a number, or does age really matter? And if age doesn't matter, you know, do you guys have to have the same interest? So, Charmaine, question for you. Do you think age is nothing but a number?
No. I think you could date someone that's, and it depends on the number. It could be 10 years. I may go up to 13 years younger than I am, but I still think that's that shouldn't be a difference.
So question, so have you done that before?
I have.
You have? So what have you noticed with the maturity factor and the emotional level of that person, that individual?
My ex-husband was 2 years younger than I, and to me, that was a maturity issue. But, you know, I've dated guys that are 10 years younger than me, and, you know, it really depends on the person.
Okay.
Some guys are more mature, some are not.
Okay. So would you say that's something that you thought about, though, is maturity?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so maturity is a big thing for you then.
Correct.
So age doesn't matter, but it matters about their maturity level.
Correct.
So really you're looking at the inside of the person and how they interact as opposed to what age they are.
Correct.
All right, Charmaine, we thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Wow, another great interview. And I love Charmaine's perspective about dating younger and dating older, because she brings up a very specific topic. She said as long as someone is mature, she's open to dating somebody younger or even older, but she just kind of harped on the younger piece. But she said as long as they mature. But I like what she said too, that she dated someone who was 2 years younger, they weren't mature, but then someone who was 10 years younger, even 13 years younger, if they're mature, she's very open to that.
Yes, I love what Charmaine shared, because really it opened my mind up to, okay, what is maturity? And I think about it's four kinds of maturity. It's the physical, you know, where you see someone where they're, you know, they look older, their size, you know, they're not short, they're tall, or whatever it may be. You look at their appearances. But then you think about mental maturity, you think about emotional maturity, and you think about spiritual maturity.
Right.
And so I think all those are big factors in maturity of a person.
Exactly.
You know, because really it's not referring to the normal aging process of their body, but the fact that, you know, it's really about their, you know, their mind, what they've been through, you know, what has been their experiences in life.
Right.
I think those are the things that really will mature a person, that will help them with their mental and emotional and spiritual growth.
Yeah, I think that is so true, because maturity, you can't base that on a number.
Right.
Because I know that, you know, generally they say that, you know, boys do not mature as quick as girls do on a younger stage, but also throughout life. I mean, I think everybody's different. I think you could be 60 years old and be as immature as someone that's 20 years old. Well, Tanya D, I hope that this show gave you a little bit direction on your path, because we saw that you need to make sure that that person is mature, and also you have to keep away outside influences on your decision making.
I definitely agree with that, Tanya D. And so we wish you the best.
Our quote for the week is by Betty White. She says, "I don't know how people get so anti something. Just mind your own business, take care of your own affairs, and don't worry about other people so much.
That's a quote.
Well, this has been a very interesting topic, and we're going to have part two of Age Ain't Nothing But a Number next week.
Part two?
Part two, because I know Feed the Busy Bee, you out there in the streets talking to women, but I'm going to get out there in the streets and start talking to a few brothers and hear their perspective on Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
All right, and here's the deal, guys. We want to hear your perspective as well, okay? So don't forget to email realtalkbrhf@gmail.com. Again, that's realtalkbrhf@gmail.com.
And my name is Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee the Busy Bee. And we are busying out.
Thank you for listening to Real Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee the Busy Bee. Be sure to follow Dr. B. Pope on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And follow Fee the Busy Bee on TikTok and Instagram.